You're listening to SBS News.
Campaigners chant their demands to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales.
Our bodies, our lives, our right to decide!
Campaign manager at New South Wales Pro-Choice Alliance, Sinead Canning, says women in the state don't have a full range of reproductive rights. As a consequence, she says some are driven to take dangerous measures to secure an abortion.
There are women in New South Wales that are attempting to perform a termination procedure on themselves because they have been turned away from their local hospitals, from their local GPs, and they find they have no other option.
Wendy McCarthy began campaigning for decriminalisation 50 years ago. She's now chairwoman of the Pro-Choice Alliance. She says some women have experienced trauma as a result of being unable to access an abortion.
In my life, lives have been ruined by being banished from families from pregnancies that they couldn't terminate, by having their children adopted out. And those who've had terminations, the stigma of having been seen to do something that is legal at one level but unlawful because of this statute.
Under the current law in New South Wales, for a woman to be allowed to have an abortion, a doctor must decide that continuing a pregnancy would pose a serious risk to the woman's physical or mental health. Almost all terminations in the state occur at private clinics in metropolitan areas. A medical abortion at 9 weeks costs about $350, while a surgical abortion costs more than $400. Women living in rural and regional areas also incur travel costs. If a woman is over 20 weeks pregnant, there are no options in New South Wales for her, and she will have to travel interstate for a termination. The Medical Director of Family Planning New South Wales, Deborah Bateson, says it's financially out of reach for some women.
And so it really is a great inequity that women sometimes cannot afford an abortion. There are some places where there can be some no-interest loans, but navigating the red tape can be really challenging. And I think as a fair and just society, we need to make sure that we get rid of those barriers to access.
15 MPs from across the political spectrum have co-sponsored the bill to decriminalise abortion. If passed, it would end the 119-year criminalisation of abortion in New South Wales and allow for terminations after 22 weeks with the consent of two doctors. Among those supporting the move is the Greens' Jenny Leong.
It reflects the community support, where there is absolutely broad support and recognition that people need to be able to access healthcare and reproductive rights based on what their needs are.
A support worker who we'll call Sarah has spoken with SBS about the work her centre does in Western Sydney, helping women looking to end their pregnancies. She says the women come from all backgrounds, vary in age, and have sometimes been raped.
They may be an 18-year-old woman from an Arabic country who, if she discloses to her family what's happening or what has happened, she really fears that her life is at risk from her family members for bringing shame on the family. There are women that already have 3, 4, 5, 9 children and they just can't see themselves coping with another child. Sadly, most of the women that we are supporting, there is also an element of domestic and family violence in their relationship.
Sarah doesn't want her real name or the organisation she is part of named in this story. She worries that anti-abortion advocates will single out the location for picketing. In addition, she fears publicity will bring them to the attention of authorities.
I would love to be telling you who we are and what we do, because I am very proud of our workers that support these women. However, I do need to protect the centre because still it is a crime here in New South Wales, and I can't have the centre identified, my workers at risk, the women that come to the centre for all sorts of manners of support.
Despite some opposition to the bill in both the Labor and Liberal parties, it is expected to pass. Those opposed to the changes include medical and religious leaders, some of whom argue the legislation will make it easier for late-term terminations. In a Facebook post, the Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, has called for Catholics to oppose the bill.
My friends, a bill has been sprung on us in the New South Wales Parliament. No notice, no community consultation. That's going to allow abortion right up to birth. You think of a newborn baby, right up to birth. And it's going to disallow any conscience rights for medicos. They all will have to either perform abortions or refer for them. It is a bad law.
Although the law is a state matter, Federal Nationals MP and former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is a high-profile critic of the proposed bill. Referring to the birth of his son, Mr. Joyce used the House of Representatives in Canberra to emphasise his opposition to the New South Wales bill.
To say he didn't have the rights of other human life is to say he must be of some human. Historically, that concept is not unusual. People were informed by the social mores of the time. But I don't believe that any person, any doctor, any parliament has the power today to declassify another person as less than human and by so doing removing their most fundamental right to be alive.
The draft law was designed in consultation with the Australian Medical Association, which says it will ensure access to appropriate care for women. It's also supported by the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, which labels the state's current law unjust and against women's reproductive rights. While Australian Lawyers for Human Rights says the bill, if passed, will remove the archaic criminal penalties for abortion currently in place in the state. The law criminalising abortion hasn't changed since 1900, a time when women couldn't vote and there were no women in the New South Wales Parliament. The current Premier is a woman, Gladys Berejiklian, and she backs the bill, although some members of her own government oppose it, and all MPs will be given a conscience vote on the bill. Amy Hall, SBS News.